A partial Medicaid expansion plan that would provide health care coverage to Utah's most vulnerable population failed to pass the state Senate on Thursday. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Senate Bill 153, sponsored by Republican Senator Alan Christensen, would extend access to Medicaid to about 16,000 Utahns who aren't currently eligible. This includes people who are below 100% of the federal poverty level, considered medically frail, and vulnerable to becoming disabled. GOP House Speaker Greg Hughes says he doesn't have support in the House for the Alternative Healthy Utah bill, which would serve nearly 150,000 Utahns. But Senator Christensen hoped his SB 153 would keep negotiations on Medicaid expansion moving forward.
I would like to give the most needy people here some help. I would like to have some dollars left over to help some of the other really, truly needy people.
Republican Senator Brian Chiozawa sponsored the Healthy Utah bill, which he argued already has support from the broader community.
So given all of that and the momentum that's going forward, tell me again why we need 153 if we can negotiate down to that position already.
Christensen's bill, SB 153, failed on a 9-17 vote in the Senate. Chiozawa's bill passed the Senate recently, but House leaders say they won't bring it to the floor in that chamber. It now seems unlikely that any Medicaid expansion plan will be passed by the legislature before the general session ends in less than 2 weeks. Whitney Evans, KUER News.